Barack Obama is making a big speech in Miami right now as we speak. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, is here with me. He and others are flying the flag for Hillary in a big way. They know she's got problems and they know that trust is one of them, Simon.
That is exactly the situation, Sheila. This is a last-ditch effort to shore up Hillary Clinton, with polls continuing to show that there is movement towards Donald Trump across the country and in some of the key battleground states. But nonetheless, some polling data that at least gives the Democrats some reason to relax. A new survey out by the New York Times, it came out within the last hour or so, shows that Hillary Clinton retains a 3-point national lead over Donald Trump, 45% to 42%, and most importantly of all, most voters say their minds are now made up and they will not be changing their minds between now and Election Day. But just in case there are voters out there that are still trying to make their decisions, still want to understand why President Obama, for one, thinks they should back Hillary Clinton in next Tuesday's election, he is on his feet in Miami. He is making the case passionately for her. Let's take a listen in and see what he has to say. This is coming live from Miami.
Listen, I am a strong Democrat, but I tell you what, we aren't born Democrats or Republicans. We're Americans first. And I have good friends who are Republicans, and I know they don't think this way about women. They don't think this way about Muslims. They don't think this way about immigrants. This is that what they are doing is something different entirely. It is different from what we have seen before. And the good news is all of you are uniquely qualified to make sure that this uniquely unqualified person does not become president.
So there you go. President Obama on his feet live in Miami, flying the flag for Hillary Clinton and telling the crowd in that all-important battleground state of Florida why they absolutely need to get out and vote for Hillary Clinton and not even wait until Election Day, because they have early voting available to them down in Florida. And there's a big sign that is up in that auditorium urging people to take advantage of early voting and get behind Hillary Clinton. And President Obama's presence there in Florida just underscores the fact that all the polling suggests that if Donald Trump loses Florida, he cannot become president of the United States. Florida is an absolutely must-win state for him, and therefore it's a must-win state for Hillary Clinton.
Although she is, as you rightly said, relying on the passionate speeches of the likes of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, to name just two, she gave a pretty passionate one herself yesterday that I caught up with later on after I'd spoken to you yesterday, Simon. I caught it on Twitter. I have never seen her like that before. She looked to me like she was, you know, on a war footing.
Well, I mean, she is on a war footing.
But, she showed it. She revealed it.
You're absolutely right. And it's, you know, it's always interesting, isn't it, when personality finally is unleashed in the dying moments of an election campaign, when there is everything to play for. And really, one has had a sense in the last 48 hours that suddenly there is everything to play for again. The Democrats were absolutely spooked by the numbers they were seeing earlier in the week in those surveys that had been conducted since the FBI director, James Comey, reinvigorated the investigation into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information. And the message got to her that, you know, if you're ever going to be the authentic Hillary Clinton in front of audiences, you'd better be it now, because there is no further opportunity after basically this week and this weekend.
Well, it worked
for you to make the case.
It worked because I was literally sitting up in bed watching the speech on my iPad going, wow. I was literally going, wow. Oh, wow,
suddenly fired up for Hillary.
The words warrior queen came to mind when I was watching it, I have to say. And I've never seen her like that before, because she is so controlled.
You know who we're seeing later today?
Go.
Melania Trump.
Oh,
very exciting. She's making a speech.
Get
the first time I think we've seen her speaking publicly, as far as I can recall.
Get the youth vote
since she channeled her inner Michelle Obama during the Republican convention. I'm not sure whose speech she'll be making this afternoon, but we will be hanging on its every word.
Listen, in the event of a Trump victory, I hear a lot of people, the well-known and the less well-known, talking about moving to Canada.
there has been a, I mean, seriously, there's been an enormous amount of discussion about that. And the Canadian embassy here says that it has been deluged over the last few weeks with inquiries about how people can leave the country if he becomes elected president. I mean, and President Obama's been capitalizing on that. I'm sure he said it again in this speech in Florida. But yesterday in North Carolina, he made a speech where he said, North Carolina, the fate of the republic lies in your hands. I mean, they are very much campaigning on the notion that the country is flirting with an eventuality that could seriously see people think about packing their bags and leaving. Mm. And, you know, I can just tell you from a personal experience, you know, my 10-year-old has got a friend at school who apparently went home and asked his parents recently whether it was true that if Donald Trump became president of the United States, they would have to think about leaving the country. I mean, it is a conversation across the dinner table. I'm sure there are some people that actually wouldn't leave the country if he became president of the United States, but they're definitely asking the Canadian embassy about the regulations that govern that kind of move.
Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Of course, there's every possibility that Trump supporters who don't want Hillary to win might want to move to Canada as well.